There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, Christian Swinger. Since we were talking about religion a moment ago, I've never seen this story before, but we've got it here from, of all sites, ChristianToday.com. What are Christian swingers? Are they for real? We'll get into that here in a moment. With you in studio, you've got Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Danica.
Jumping right into your calls and thoughts. Let's start with Tom in Nashua. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Islamic State, they have been recruiting people from around the world to go and join the Islamic State. And the question is, like, how to stop them. I mean, they come up with these propaganda campaigns on the Islamic State, and you get people who are vulnerable, and they read up on this stuff, and they think that, hey, that would be a good idea. And one of the things that is kind of like during the Second World War when the Japanese soldiers invaded Korea and they were allowed to go ahead and rape the Korean girls. And that was an incentive for those guys. And that's going on now because when they raid towns, there's a lot of that going on. But the other thing is like, if you're trying to argue with somebody who's talking about joining ISIS, think about the absurdity of the arguments against it. No, no, Johnny, you should stay in the United States where there's liberty and justice for all. You know?
Well, anyone can look at the news of ISIS and think, okay, why would I want to associate with an organization that promotes violence and killing? But I mean, why do people still want to join it? Just a few months ago, there were two girls from Serbia, I believe it was, that ran away from home and joined ISIS. And I believe one of them made it home. The other one, we don't know where she is. But why would anyone join ISIS?
Why would they?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're a religious nut, joining with other religious nuts might be attractive. And personally, I would rather ISIS have our religious nuts than America have our religious nuts. I think that maybe a good idea is to let them set up an area where they can practice Sharia law all they want. And if other Muslims want to live under Sharia law, you have some place to tell them to go. Great. Go live with ISIS. Go away.
Just to clarify, from our conversations with guys from Muslims for Liberty, Will Cully, and Gavi Barker, the Sharia law isn't what it's represented to be in the mainstream U.S. media, like you might see on Fox News or whatever. Sharia law goes over stuff like, you know, so Sharia law can include, you know, what is the appropriate way to wash one's feet. Sharia law would include all kinds of things that don't have to do with, like, oppression of people, I guess.
Well, I would argue that as soon as you start enforcing laws on how to wash your feet, you are oppressing people who want to wash their feet.
Sure, and I'm not saying
But as I say, if you agree to consent to Sharia law, then I don't have a problem with you living under Sharia law.
Right. No, that's what I was going to say. Exactly. There may be some Muslims who want to impose Sharia law on everyone.
Yeah.
But those would be the radicals, right? Most Muslims just want to have Sharia law because that's their religion and that's their own personal thing.
And when I say that I would like to see Islamists, which I define as people who want to impose Sharia law on unconsenting others, when I say that I would like to see them leave the country, I am not saying that I would like to see all Muslims leave the country because, you know, just like I was raised in a very mellow sect of Christianity that didn't really want to impose anything on anybody, you know. They were pro-choice and they were pro-gay and, you know, they just really didn't care about any of that stuff. And so you know, that to me is just fine. If you want, if there's a, you know, a mellow version of Islam that leaves other people alone and says, but you should follow these laws to be a good person, then I say more power to you. You should have a moral code.
I think that's most of Islam is, you know, a peace-loving group of people.
I would agree.
All the evidence points to it, right?
But then you do see groups that act differently. And,
of course.
And those are the ones that if they want to live under that sort of system, I would say, I hope there's some place that they can do it that
would not be imposing on someone else.
Yeah, that right. It's they're free to do it and they're not too close to me doing it.
Tom, any other thoughts you want to share?
Yeah, well, if the United States would live to its founding principles of, you know, peace, commerce, and honest friendship with all nations and entangling alliances with none, then that would have been a step in the right direction. They've got so much blood on their hands in the Middle East right now that trying to fight back against ISIS, they've got a lot going against them. But secondly, as far as the propaganda coming from ISIS, a lot of it is religious arguments based on the Quran and such things, and there's flaws that you can point out, but hold it. You're talking about the government coming up with a counter campaign, and now you'd be talking about the government coming up with a theological discussion, pointing out the flaws in the theological arguments being offered by the Islamic State. And that's not the role of the federal government in the United States, is to teach people religion. So
that's true.
You're absolutely right there. And I would say that actually, to the extent that they're doing that, they're establishing a form of Islam as being the official American version of Islam, which, A, may well not be attractive to a lot of Muslims, but also it violates the First Amendment.
Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. Go ahead, Rich. You can continue.
You know, that's the other way to violate the First Amendment, is you can interfere with somebody's free exercise or you
establish
can establish religions.
And the toll-free number, if you want to join us here for your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. It's interesting he brought up ISIS. I actually had seen this story, and it was late at night, and I didn't mark it for show prep, but he just reminded me about it. There is apparently a new threat, alleged threat from purported ISIS jihadists. This from Randy DeSoto at westernjournalism.com, where they issued threats against the United States on Tuesday of this week, indicating the group has trained soldiers positioned throughout the U.S. ready to attack, quote, any target we desire. The online post singles out controversial blogger Pamela Geller, one of the organizers of the Draw the Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest in Garland, Texas, over the weekend, calling for her death to, quote, heal the hearts of our brothers and disperse the ones behind her, unquote. ISIS also claimed responsibility early Tuesday for the shooting, which marked the first time the terror group claimed responsibility for an attack on U.S. soil, according to the New York Daily News. The post allegedly from ISIS reads, quote, the attack by the Islamic State in America is only the beginning of our efforts to establish a wilaya, an authority or governance in the heart of our enemy. As for Geller, the jihadist state, quote, to those who protect her, this will be your only warning of housing this woman and her circus show. Everyone who houses her events, gives her a platform to spill her filth, are legitimate targets. We have been watching closely who was present at this event and the shooter of our brothers. ISIS further claims to have known that the Muhammad cartoon contest venue would be heavily guarded, but conducted the attack to demonstrate the willingness of its followers to die for the sake of Allah. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security, in fact, issued a bulletin on April 20th indicating that the event would be a likely terror target. They drew their message to a close with this ominous threat, quote, we have 71 trained soldiers in 15 different states ready at our word to attack any target we desire.
71 soldiers? It's like a street gang, but smaller.
Yeah, really divided street gang all across 15 states. Out of the 71 trained soldiers, they claim that 23 have signed up for missions like Sunday. We are increasing in number. They say, of the 15 states, we will name 5, Virginia, Maryland, Illinois, California, and Michigan. The next 6 months will be interesting. So are you scared?
I'm not scared at all. And frankly, you know, this Geller woman, yeah, what she did was offensive and rude on one hand, but you do have a basic human right to be offensive and rude. And, absolutely, you know, I'm not shedding a single tear that two people who are willing to kill people over speech are dead, mm-hmm, any more than I would be sad if a couple of terrorists who tried to take out flag stompers were killed in that pursuit.
Well, apparently they had this event in Texas, but I imagine if a similar event happened in a more gun-free zone, things would have worked out a little differently. 855-453. Hold that thought, Rich. We'll come back. It's Free Talk Live.
I walk my dog every day, and I've got the best-looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix. We meet the same people every day. Somebody, oh, he's so soft and he's so silky. And these dogs that have a brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's dull. I tell him about Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Sundance's coat was shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
We get asked all the time at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
It didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. ISIS has, or at least people claiming to be ISIS, have released some threats against 15 U.S. states, claiming they've got 71 trained soldiers in 15 different states, and of those, 23 have signed up for missions. They claim that will be similar to what happened in Garland, Texas, with the drawing Muhammad contest. And the idea being that Americans should be very afraid. And
they're going to be launching more abject failures if it's going to be like the mission in Texas where a couple of guys came in, shot somebody in the foot, and immediately got blown away, which I don't find that impressive. You don't win a war by dying for your country. You win a war by making the other poor bastard die for his country.
Yeah, and of course, as we pointed out a moment ago, Texas, there's some relative gun freedom in a place like Texas. So I wish the people in Illinois and California the best if ISIS follows through on their threats here. They did name Maryland, Virginia, Illinois, California, and Michigan as potential targets for some sort of continuing attacks. So I guess stay tuned as that situation develops. And also stay tuned over at freedomsphoenix.com, where every day they're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. They offer up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. You go to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. Again, that's freedomsphoenix.com. And I got to say, I'm not afraid either. Rich Paul, you said you aren't afraid of ISIS.
No.
You're not afraid, Danica, of ISIS?
It's just kind of like anonymous. Everyone claims to be them. They could potentially draw the threat, but I don't know. 71, I'm not afraid.
It's a funny thing that they would name numbers like that.
Yeah, 71. How precise? Like, are they going to put one on the south end of town, one on the...
It's a very small number, and you're right, it is a strange thing for them to do. I mean, why not just say we have, an untold number, or dozens, make up thousands, right?
Yeah, we have thousands in Chicago waiting for you.
Yeah, so it's an interesting claim, it's an interesting tactic. I gotta say, if I'm gonna be frightened about something, I would be more frightened about the U.S. government, and they are
There's a lot more than 71 of them.
Oh, yes.
Probably 7 million of those people. So there's a lot of government guys out there, and many of them have guns. Many of them are willing to wield those weapons over us and put us in cages if we don't agree with their particular religion. Because ultimately, there really isn't much of a difference to me between ISIS and the U.S. federal government. They both have crazy religious beliefs, and they both are willing to kill for their religious beliefs. The religious beliefs of the U.S. federal government is the belief that, they are God, essentially, that, the government is something that should be worshipped, and the government has a set of rules that should be obeyed, and it has symbols, things like the flag that people should pray to.
Oh, the flag.
And I find this to be very disturbing. These government people have been responsible for far more killings than the entirety of ISIS in its history.
And I'll tell you, a lot of the people who are loudest about condemning Muslims over the fact that they would kill somebody who was doing something insulting to their prophet, a lot of these people are then now posting things on their Facebook wall with the flag-stomping protest and, just let me see you do that, I'll beat you like a redheaded stepchild. So it's okay so long as they do it in defense of their religion of statism,
right,
or their religion of Christianity. They just don't want other people behaving like they do.
Double standard, for sure.
Such a double standard.
Yeah.
So you can share your thoughts on ISIS or whatever you want, but let's go back into the story, or actually jump into the story here about the Christian swingers, since we're still talking about religion. This is related from a website called ChristianToday.com, which I suspect is a legitimate website. It certainly looks, this looks pretty legitimate here.
Look at that photo. It has a watermark and everything. That's pretty legit, man.
The watermark? What is it?
The watermark on the picture.
Okay. I don't know what that's the X run. Or
yeah, the X run. It's the yeah, it's the watermark on the pictures. And it's, this
you know
is
what
copyright.
That is?
It's just copyright. It's just like, you know, this is the company that took this picture.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that has anything to do with.
I'm making a joke
today.
On the, you know, being, oh, it looks like it's legit. They said, oh, it looks like it's a legit site. And I said, yeah, they're totally legit down to the picture.
I don't know if that's their picture, though. I think that might be the people who are from.
Probably
Florida,
not, but they're using a quote unquote legit picture.
Right. For me, what defines whether or not it's legit is the other content on the site, and it does look as though it's a Christian website. Anyway, Carrie Lodge writes here at Christian Today, a devout Christian couple from Florida are championing an unusual evangelism technique, swinging. Christy and Dean Parav met online 8 years ago and began swinging after being approached in a do-it-yourself store. They now regularly swap partners.
Oh, a do-it-yourself store. What kind of do-it-yourself store?
I guess they didn't want to do it themselves.
Is it a hobby store or an adult store?
Good question. I'm not real clear
I've
on
never
that.
Heard a do-it-yourself store.
They now regularly swap partners with other couples. And while most would regard sexual promiscuity as conflicting with their religious beliefs, the Paraves, who both compete as bodybuilders, believe they can use their newfound connections to share the gospel. Dean told Barcroft Media, quote, God has put me here to spread his word, and our lifestyle community is a great place to do it. You can't get closer to someone than having sex with them.
Right. Okay.
He believes that he's been given a unique opportunity to share
that
his faith.
That statement alone is just horrific. You can't get closer to somebody than having sex with them. It's like, have you never experienced any real intimacy in your life? I'm sorry, but...
He believes, well, I don't know, so it'd be a good question to ask him. He says he's been given this unique opportunity to share his faith with those who might otherwise never hear about Jesus. He said, I'm getting to people that will probably never even visit a church. Quote, God's not going to put a lion with a bunch of elephants, so what's he going to do? He's going to put a swinger with a bunch of swingers to spread his word. Simple as that. Quote, if all the swingers are sinners, what's the best way to talk to the sinners? To join them, right? It's an unconventional pastime for a Christian couple, but the pair insists they have a mutual understanding. Christy explained, quote, I don't think God would be mad at what we're doing. At first, I was conflicted, but the more we looked at it, the more it makes sense to us. Dean and I, she says, are both in agreement with this lifestyle, so we're not committing adultery. God put people on the earth to breed and to enjoy each other, and I feel God is always with me, and he has put us here for a reason.
Well, at least they're consenting to it. That's a nice touch, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I don't consider the... If you're in a polyamorous relationship, which obviously they are, then certainly I would not consider sex outside of that relationship as being adultery because you're not violating... you know, the terms of your actual relationship.
Right.
Yeah, I think this is interesting because obviously it flies in the face of standard Christianity. But I'm wondering what other Christians out there think about this.
But who decided in the first place that adultery was sex with anybody that you're not married to? That's not the common usage of the word.
Right, adultery's cheating is, you know, being dishonest.
Exactly.
That. So share your thoughts here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. They've got themselves a website, fitnessswingers.com. There's more on the way here. Here, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. They don't know ISIS is here already. They got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts here toll free. Can one be a swinger and a Christian at the same time? There are a couple of Christian swingers who are making the news, at least on ChristianToday.com. They've got a website, FitnessSwingers.com. They're into bodybuilding and swinging. And they basically
and
say...
And spreading the word, apparently.
And spreading a few things, it appears. But that's, you know, they feel like this is their mission, apparently, to go and connect with other swingers and then somehow spread to them the word of Jesus. It's certainly a bizarre situation. You're welcome to comment here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype on into the show here at username lrn.fm. And, of course, you can get interactive online at freetalklive.com. When you're online, you should be protecting yourself, and ProXPN can help you do that. They've got a way to encrypt your data connection, and it's a global virtual private network, so you can connect to their servers around the world if you've got their premium account. But you can go and get their free account right now at proxpn.com/FTL. They've got an app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, so whatever operating system you're using, you can go and grab that over at proxpn.com/FTL and get started. When you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you get the servers around the world, unlimited bandwidth, private torrenting ability, plus you can get past regionally blocked websites, and the most important thing, your internet connection will be encrypted, so your ISP won't be able to save your surfing history anymore. Criminals will not be able to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets. It's a great level of protection available to you for less than $5 a month when you use code FTL50, which gives you 50% off the price of the annual account. That's code FTL50, which, by the way, locks you into that savings for the lifetime of your account. Use that code over at proxpn.com/FTL. Where you can get started and get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. It's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. We're talking about the fitness swingers here. Their Twitter account, according to ChristianToday.com, reveals a rather bizarre mix of swinging resources, Bible verses, and links to worship songs. They insist that they remain committed to a single goal, however, saying, "If I can go to the next swingers event and get 10 people to believe in Christ, my job is done," says Dean. And it seems like that would be an awkward time to have a conversation about religion when one is in someone's stranger's bed.
I would have to agree with that. I think that would be the last thing that would be on one's mind.
Well, one of the ideas, one of the things that the Church of the Invisible Hand stresses is the importance of contact between people, and that's why we hope eventually to have temple prostitutes, because there is... although I obviously, to me, emotional intimacy is a much closer thing than physical intimacy. Physical intimacy is a need and a spiritual need for people.
That's true.
It's been shown that if you take babies and you don't touch them, even if you meet all of their other needs,
right,
frequently those children will die. So I actually
or
have some sympathy
psychos.
With these guys or become psychos. And certainly have a hard time developing social skills and future mating rituals. I've always thought that, you know, issues that I've always had with, like, flirting and striking up relationships and games might well be related to the fact that I spent my first 2 months in an orphanage. And so I probably did not have that early contact. And it seems like it all works through the limbic system, and that, you know, the timing behind peekaboo, the timing behind dancing, and the timing behind exchanging glances during flirting displays all seem to be related to that limbic system, which maybe doesn't work as well if you don't get early contact.
Yeah, I think that what you're saying there is really, really important. And there are those studies, and it's pretty clear that if you're not loved and touched specifically by your parents, then that will result in some very bad things that will happen to you later on. And so what you're saying, Rich, is that the Church of the Invisible Hand, which is your church, which you founded, you're talking about, you know, providing a place and a service for people to get that physical contact that is so necessary to being a human being. Mm-hmm. However, that would put you at some risk, right? Like, I mean, that's an interesting thing. Has that ever been done in America before by a religion to have such a thing as a temple prostitute who is, you know, there to service the members of the church?
All I can think of is temple virgins, not temple prostitutes.
Well, there have been temple prostitutes in various religions throughout history. Various Greek cults had them back when Athens was the preeminent center of the world culturally. There were various cults. The cult of Aphrodite, I would imagine, was one of those where there were temple prostitutes. I don't know if it's been tried in America. And frankly, in order to limit the risk, I would want to start with offering unlicensed massage as a service of the church. And I think under New Hampshire law, that would actually be very safe because the massage statutes have an exception specifically for spiritual healing.
Oh, interesting.
And that exempts things like Reiki, but I believe it would also exempt a church-sponsored massage that was administered at least partially for spiritual purposes. And that's the kind of thing that scares me about the law that the gentleman called in about earlier is the technically one that under that law, if I didn't report my unlicensed temple prostitutes to the authorities, I would lose my tax-free status, which obviously that's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if whatever's going on in your religion is a victimless crime, it's nobody's damn business, and it should be part of the religious freedom of that organization.
And absolutely. And it would be nice if it was just part of your general pursuit of happiness and you didn't have to tie it to a religion. But, you know, if you have to jump through the hoop of tying it to religion to get it, then being able to get it that way is a lot better than not having that liberty at all.
Now, you founded the Church of the Invisible Hand. Where can a listener go to learn more about it?
Right now, we're mostly a Facebook page, so if you search on Facebook for Church of the Invisible Hand, you will find us, and give us a like, and we have some content coming out through there, and eventually, as soon as I get somebody to send me a clerical collar to wear while I'm doing it, there will be sermons being put online. I just want a nice priest collar.
This can't be very expensive. Just the collar portion? I mean, the rest of the suit.
Well, I might need a different shirt to go with the collar. I don't know if it will work with an ordinary dress shirt, but from what I saw online, it looks like it might be like $30 or $40 to.
Just curious, what color would you do your sermons in?
Actually, I would want to have the three colors that I think would look really sharp, at least on me, would be black, charcoal gray, and purple.
Okay, so you've got the overshirt or whatever, and then the collar. So what color would the collar? What color would be the overshirt?
The collar would be white, and once I get to the point where I can afford it, I want my collars to be white collars embroidered with a gold dollar sign.
I see.
after some of the estimated profits.
Actually, it's an allusion to the dollar sign stamped cigarettes from Atlas Shrugged.
Oh, wow.
They also had a gold dollar sign stamped on their cigarettes, and I thought that was pretty cool.
That's a nice touch.
So look up Church of the Invisible Hand on Facebook to get more information and stay in the loop with what Rich is up to. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In other news, or news that we didn't finish in the first hour, there's Ripple that has been hit now with a $700,000 fine. It's the first fine levied against a digital currency, and that's not good news. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
There are two types of advertising. Pull advertising, like Google AdWords, where a consumer goes looking for widgets near them and you try to pull them in with your ad away from the other widget purveyors. Then there's push advertising, where you push your message out about your great widgets and attempt to convince people who weren't thinking about widgets at all that what they need in their life right now is your widget. Radio is push advertising. In the course of a week, there are probably over 250,000 good folks listening to Free Talk Live, and they could hear your message. We're having a sale right now, and it ends May 15th. 230-second ads for $1,997. That's like $10 an ad. Find another show with that kind of rate with 150-plus stations. Email me, markedge@freetalklive.com, and I'll set you up. You don't need to have an ad. We'll produce it for you. Buy 230-second ads by May 15th and get them for less than $10 a piece. It's a big savings, and you don't want to miss it. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com, now.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us here on the air at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there that are waiting for you. That again, freetalklive.com. With you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Danica.
And let's see here. We were talking in the first hour, got into a story about Ripple, which is a company that sort of, they created their own digital currency. And I can't really speak from a lot of personal experience with Ripple. It was a turnoff for me because it was a company that was behind it that made it kind of like...
So it wasn't truly decentralized.
Well, right. I don't know how their system works, but they have a currency called the Ripple, I guess, called the XRP. And this is a virtual currency, but yeah, I guess you're right. They're not claiming it's decentralized. They're just saying it's a virtual currency.
Mm.
So Bitcoin is a virtual currency as well, and a more popular one. XRP, the Ripple here, is second most popular in the world, but it's second by a long margin. And they aren't decentralized, whereas Bitcoin is. So Bitcoin being decentralized means that there's no company that's in charge of Bitcoin. There are people who build Bitcoin. There are the developers of Bitcoin.
And the miners that mine the Bitcoin.
That's right. But anybody can be a developer of Bitcoin. It's open source. And, you have to, I'm sure, do a there's probably something that you have to do to, you know, kind of get included in within whatever the inner circle is of the main developers. But, you know, it's an open source project. Anybody can go and put in time on this. Ripple is a closed situation. That's a company that operates Ripple, Ripple Labs, as they're called. And now they've been targeted by FinCEN, which is the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network in the United States, for a $700,000 fine. They're claiming that Ripple Labs qualifies as what is determined to be a money services business, which makes them subject to all sorts of regulations, like the Bank Secrecy Act, which requires these suspicious activity reports to be filed on anybody that's doing business with a transaction of over $2,000 that the company determines to be suspicious. And this is typically something you hear about in relation to banks, where banks will send one of these SARs, or suspicious activity reports, or cash transaction reports, where they, if you give more than $10,000 in cash to a bank, or request more than $10,000 in cash, they'll fill out a cash transaction report. And all of this information goes to the government so they can pick on people and harass them. So I guess it's a good thing that Ripple didn't do that stuff initially, but unfortunately they're now being targeted for it. According to the story over at SovereignMan.com, in the age of the USA Patriot Act, suspicious transactions are big business for Uncle Sam. Last year, a record 2.4 million suspicious activity reports were filed in the United States, and that's 40% more than were filed in 2013. So from one year to the next, they went from 1.7 million to 2.4 million suspicious activity reports, which means that could be you, by the way. You could be one of the victims of these reports, not even realizing that what you had done was suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
So going and making a deposit on a regular basis of a specific amount is something they consider to be suspicious. They call that structuring. The idea being that you're trying to avoid the cash transaction reports. So let's say you've got $10,000 and you want to put it into the bank and you know about the cash transaction report, so you don't want to trigger one of those. So instead, you take your $10,000 into five, you know, $2,000 payments.
Yeah, or you know, $1,000 per, you know, per week or something, you know, just very slowly.
Right, and then, you know, if the teller notices a pattern that looks suspicious, they have to fill one of these out on you. And before you know it, the Treasury Department could become knocking at your door, maybe even freezing your bank accounts and cleaning them out. According to the complaint, Ripple Labs failed to register with FinCEN as a money services business, nor did it submit so-called suspicious activity reports. In its complaint, FinCEN described several of the oh-so-nefarious violations. According to FinCEN, quote, in January 2014, a Malaysian-based customer sought to purchase XRP from Ripple Labs, indicating that he wanted to use a personal bank account for a business purpose. Holy Jihad Batman, says SovereignMan.com. Someone wanted to use a personal bank account for business purposes? Nuke the SOB. I mean, seriously, he writes, this is the complete nonsense that keeps financial bureaucrats up at night. Some guy in Malaysia wants to buy digital currency with his personal funds. Whoop-de-doo. But what's really wild is that Ripple actually denied the transaction. They just didn't file the suspicious activity report.
Huh.
So even though Ripple didn't actually engage in said suspicious activity, failing to file the SAR was enough to land them in hot water. The end result? Ripple has been dinged with a $700,000 fine.
Now, that's an important thing to think about when you're doing business in Bitcoin. If they had not denied the transaction, there would be no way of establishing that they had noticed it and determined that it was suspicious. There would be no way of knowing that they were aware of that it happened at all. But because they were paying attention and because they denied that transaction, then you can come back and say, you knew there was something wrong with that transaction, and the evidence is that you denied it. So the money changers in the temple at the Church of the Invisible Hand also operate under the seal of the confessional, and they are forbidden to notice what the customers are doing. Just don't pay any attention. They reach a spiritual meditative state, in which case that sort of thing just passes right through them without concern.
Now, $700,000. $100,000 is a pittance compared to the $9 billion that BNP Paribas was slammed with last year for doing business with countries that were former enemies turned best friends of the U.S. government, namely Cuba and Iran. But it's still a ridiculous penalty for having done nothing wrong. Of course, it's never about right or wrong. It's about sending a message. And that's exactly what FinCEN is doing. By going after Ripple, which is a major player in the the virtual currency community, FinCEN is trying to scare all the smaller players into ratting out their customers. And this, after all, is what desperate, bankrupt governments have been doing for millennia. Step one, track down where everyone's money is. And step two, take it. You don't see rich, stable countries doing this sort of thing. In fact, the exact opposite. An official from Hong Kong's treasury recently stated that, quote, the government does not consider it necessary to introduce at the moment new legislation to regulate trading in such virtual commodities or prohibit people from participating in such activities. Night and day difference. We'll continue to see these steps in the U.S. and in Europe, tracking down virtual currency transactions, banning cash, anything they can do to keep your money trapped in the system where they can keep their eyes on it. It's all the more reason to move a portion of your savings out of that system and into somewhere safe. Our goal is simple, to help you achieve personal liberty and financial prosperity no matter what happens. And that's the folks over there at sovereignman.com. So I can't say I'm I never was a fan of Ripple. I never really did get it, why it was necessary, why people really even care about this particular virtual currency, what makes it so useful, why is it even anything that is worth talking about aside from Bitcoin. And now it's even less interesting to me because it's now been, proven that once again having a centralized company behind something like a new technology like this virtual currency is a danger to the currency itself. If Ripple gets shut down, they're not shut down, they've just been fined $700,000. Right. But if they close their doors, what does that do to their virtual currency? It's going to go away, right?
Mm-hmm. Just like Liberty Dollar. Liberty Dollar did the same thing. A 1 ounce silver coin is a 1 ounce hunk of silver. And as long as you treat it as just that, there's no centralization involved. Basically, all you've got is the reputation of the mint guaranteeing that the composition of the coin is what it's claimed to be.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you start stamping dollar signs on the thing and trying to brand it as Liberty Dollars, then you can get into legal trouble.
How long would you say Ripple had been on the market? I know Bitcoin had kind of been around since 2009. How long has Ripple been around?
It's been around for a while. I mean, I think
it's older than Bitcoin.
You think so?
Really?
Okay.
I think so.
Interesting. It could be. Honestly, I don't know. It's just one of those things that I've seen before. I know it exists.
But I seem to remember reading something about it, like maybe in the late 90s.
Oh, really? Okay.
But maybe it's not that old, but I think it's older than Bitcoin.
So it's had a while to build up its reputation. Yeah, if it gets completely shut down, where's all that going?
Right. How do you make a claim on it? Because right now, that you mentioned Liberty Dollar, Rich, there's a situation where the government came in and they confiscated all the Liberty Dollars that were in the vault, if you will, in the mint. Under guard, supposedly, which, of course, the guards just let the government agents in and let them clean the place out.
Well, what are you going to do, die for 25 bucks an hour?
No, of course not. So a lot of good, all the guards did.
Right.
And so now you got the government with all these pieces of silver, and now supposedly they're going to let people have a shot at getting them back. But personally, I don't trust that. I think they're trying to go after the people who want those Liberty Dollars. More coming up.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.